start. This is dictating on dictating on Sarah Flint, F-L-I-N-T, Flint, F as in Frank, Flint, Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, S as in Sam. Sarah Flint, date of birth 3/2/94. Date of visit is 6/11/26. Please make a copy for Amy Zelkowski, PA. Amy, A-M-Y. Zelkowski, Z-I-L-C-O-S-K-Y. Amy Zelkowski, PA. Next paragraph. Dear Amy, thank you for sending Sarah Flint for evaluation. Next, has present illness. This is a 32-year-old female who has a past history of asthma since childhood. Is presently 21 weeks pregnant. Period. The patient has been using an albuterol inhaler as needed, and state she has used it up to 3 times a week. Period. She's not on any inhaled steroids, and her wheezing is intermittent. She also has some nasal allergies and post-nasal drip, and no significant cough or sputum production, period. Her O2 saturation is 98 on room air. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included the history of asthmatic attacks and history for anxiety, history for DNC in 21, and she had lung surgery in 1994 for a congenital airway malformation, and had part of her right upper lung resected, period. Patient also had a cholecystectomy in 2016 and right knee surgery. She had no prior history of pneumonia. She does have anxiety attacks and is on therapy since the past 6 years. Next paragraph. Let's see. Allergies to emicin, shellfish, and Benadryl, and latex. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient denies smoking. No alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history. Father has COPD. Mother in good health but has food allergies. Next paragraph. Med list. Albuterol inhaler, 2+PRN. Next, system review. The patient has wheezing and occasional cough. She has no weight loss or fatigue. She has glaucoma of the right eye. And she has no hoarseness and nosebleeds, but has some postnasal drip and occasional wheezing spells. No abdominal pains, rectal bleeding, or diarrhea. no chest or arm pain, no palpitations, leg swelling. She has anxiety attacks. And then I have easy bruising or bleeding gums, no joint pains or muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or numbness of the extremities, and no blackouts. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This averagely built young white female is alert, no acute distress. There was no pallor sign of the sickness, peripheral edema, or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 124/80, pulse. Pulse 94, aspiration 16, temperature 972, weight is 145, saturation 97. HE, Indian arms, phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear. Ears, no inflammation. Neck supple, no venous distension or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And lung fields are clear. Heart, the heart sounds are regular, as long as to no murmurs. The abdomen is soft, non-tender. Uterus, 21 weeks. Liver, spleen not palpable. Bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness, reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1, asthma, let's see, mild intermittent. And number 2 is history of pulmonary sequestration and resection period. Number 3 is pregnancy, 21 weeks. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CBC with differential IgE level, basic metabolic profile, and a complete PFT with bronchodilator study. She presently is stable and was advised to monitor her peak flows daily. And record them as well as O2 saturations. She will come back for a follow-up in 4 weeks. And if she does have persistent symptoms of wheezing, she may be a candidate for an inhaled steroid and a long-acting bronchodilator. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Amy Zilkowski, Zilcoskay. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.